This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Grab the one-inch impact, get that open sign up. Oh, there you go, did it. Boy, that thing is hard to hang on to. Hey, welcome, everybody. Hi to you and everyone out there next to you, your friends, your relatives, your best friends, maybe your worst enemy. Contact all of them. Appreciate you doing that and having them tune in right here to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You got to tune in. Why? Because we like to have a lot of fun here in Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio each and every week. I get away from the Greasy Garage. Leave the tools over there. I have a few tools in the studio here because I just love the smell of the metal. Oh, yeah. This is the second hour of Auto World, and boy, do we have a lot of good things happening the second hour here on Auto World each and every week for you. The second hour, of course, you're the star. I want to hear from you with your driver's educations, the driver's ed stories, what happened to you. How come it happened? What happened? And did you pass? That's the main key. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. And how long, if you didn't pass, did you have to take the test over? Did you pass the driving test? Or did you not pass the driving test? Did you pass the lab, you know, the written pass, or did you not pass? I know there's some great stories out there. I asked last week for you to send me some, and you did. I asked, and you delivered. We're going to share some of those with you here the second hour. And also, I've got to go to the repair email bag. We've got quite a few of those this last week. With that said, you can always email me, folks, 24 hours a day through the email, and that address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's open. That store is open all the time. And we do accept your coupons. The coupons never expire. So email me with your concerns about the price of the repair that you just had. You know, you just had done, and or the repair that's coming up. The smell you might have, the noise you might have, do I need to buy a new vehicle? Do I need to sell? And what should I get? I do get a lot of you emailing me that, the price of what should I sell it for, Mark. And so I do help there. This is all I've ever done, automotive industry, auto world, forever. I mean, literally 40-plus years. So I've touched it, tasted it, burnt my hands, my fingers, my elbows, literally my feet. The stories just could go on and on and on. But we're not here for you to listen to my stories. I am here for your stories. Interrupt me at any time. You're the star of the show. The number since 1992 right here for Auto World is 855-660-4261. Second hour, what are we doing? Oh, yeah, we're going to share the driver's ed stories. But did you hear or did you see that BMW owner that's getting sued for loud exhaust in his neighborhood? Oh, bring that story to you. And, of course, that magic number, 105. Have you figured out what that magic number is, 105, yet? Well, we're going to get to that story a little bit for you. And, of course, oh, yeah, you know, we do have a teletype machine still in the Greasy Garage Studio, and you never know when that's going to head out. But also, too, there's one segment I want to get to. Let's do that right now. Lightning in a box. What? Yes, and this thing has a frunk. With an F, a frunk. What am I talking about? You heard it. The Ford Lightning truck. They just debuted it, unveiled that thing here this last week. And some good news on that. It's a Ford Lightning truck. Do you have the original type of Lightning truck? You've got a collector's item now, folks. If you have one of those, you do. Well, this brand new Ford Lightning truck is going to be all electric. It's going to be an EV truck. And good news is they've already got 20,000 of you have ordered these. So they're doing quite well with that. And that's good. That's right off the before they even get to build them. They've got 20,000 orders up for the Ford Lightning EV truck. And there's a lot of things happening with that. Of course, as you know, the Mustang Mach 1 sold out instantly. That's the new EV Mustang. That sold out instantly. And this is what the Ford Lightning's doing. A lot of you have asked me about the front. Now, of course, since it is all electric, the hood. It almost kind of looks like an F-150. If you own an F-150, it's pretty much is what the Lightning looks like there, except for the front nose clip. It definitely has got more lights on it to kind of say, hey, I'm an electric truck. And there's a lot involved with that, and that means that when I say a lot of involved, a lot of you, the front, of course, no engine up front. So the V8, the V6, the V10, no, it's electric. So you have a front. The front, F-R-U-N-K, up front. You can pop the hood, and you'll have a beautiful area to put all your luggage and whatever you might want to put in there. Maybe that noisy neighbor that's got the BMW. You never know, huh? Now, can this thing tow? It's electric, and I know a lot of you have been involved with looking in the media with the Tesla truck. And, of course, we've got the Canoe we're going to be talking about here in a little bit about their deliveries and when and how come, but we're talking about the Lightning in the box, and that is that pickup box. When I say Lightning, I'm talking about that's the model, but I'm also talking about can it tow? You bet it can. It delivers 563 horsepower, 563 HPs horsepower. Okay, so now let's talk about torque, folks. 775 pound-feet of torque under that. I can't say that anymore. Under the hood, I can't. Under the bonnet. Oh no. All right, I'll say it underneath the body. It's not underneath the hood anymore. It's underneath the body. Uh-huh. That's that platform. That's what we're going to be talking about the third hour. What is an automotive platform? Well, there's the start of our talk about the platform. Okay, so what can it tow? A lot of you guys out there, gals out there that's got the horses and the jet boats and the toys is what I'm talking about. I'm live in Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza right now, and when you talk about Idaho, we've got a lot of mountains and we've got a lot of toys in our yards that we have to tow. So, if you take this Ford Lightning and say to yourself, self, what does this thing tow? Can I tow my camp trailer, my horses? Here's the towing capacity of this bad boy with Lightning in the box, 10,000 pounds. I said it. It's an all-electric Ford Lightning model that can tow 10,000 pounds. Oh, yeah, I know a lot of you are scratching your head and you're saying, oh, sure, it can tow 10,000 pounds, but it could probably tow 10,000 pounds for maybe 4 minutes before it runs out of power, like my cordless drill. What? Oh, come on. Those cordless drills go more than 4 hours, don't they? Well, I got some news for you. The Ford Lightning can go 230 all the way up to 300 miles towing that 10,000 pounds, folks. Now, there's a lot here. We're not talking about platform. Do you know what your engine weighs? Of course you do not. Pop the hood, take a look at it. A lot of you shake your head and say, I can't work on this thing anymore, Mr. Evans, because it's kind of complicated looking. It's got a lot of electric wires on there for a gas engine. It almost looks like it's an EV, Mark, but it's gas-powered. Well, you have no clue what that thing weighs. Well, I'll give you an idea what your... The V8 engines today can... Well, they start at about four... They weigh in at... Sounds like we're at WWE wrestling. Okay, the V8s weigh in at about 400 pounds and go all the way up to 800 pounds. So ask yourself, this Ford Lightning, all electric, what does that battery weigh? And pretty much that battery is... You're going to be sitting on it. It's the platform of this Lightning four-door pickup truck. Here's the number. It comes in at 1,800 pounds. That's right. The battery's 1,800 pounds, give or take a few ounces. But then, again, that's underneath. It's not underneath the hood anymore. I got to say, it's underneath the body. There's a little bit of difference there, and you think about that. If it can go 230 miles up to 300 miles, towing, what, 10,000 pounds? Oh, yeah, just a little touch and taste there for you, a little tease. We're going to come back after this first break. I'm going to take you up. Well, I'll take you down the river, but I'm going to take you upstream with a canoe. I'm Mark Evans, right here, live from Boise, Idaho in the Greasy Garage Studio.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yes, back on the road again. Oh, Willie Nelson. Always liked Willie. He's always in his motorhome, I think, doing some funny things in that motorhome with the smoke. But, hey, that's what he does. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. He did some great music. He really did. Again, I want to do a shout-out to you. I asked you to send me, starting last week, here on Auto World, that you're listening to, your driver's ed stories. So we've got a few of those to share with you. And let's share one right now. I've got a real quick one that just came in. And this is from Don. And he's listening to us on, he's in California listening to us on, let's do a shout out too. Shout out, woo, our great station, KMET, AM 1490, Moreno Valley, Hemet, California, Paris, and all of you in between those towns and in that town. Thank you. Appreciate Don bringing you all to Auto World here from Genesis Communications Network. Good to have you along. Don says, this is kind of unique. We saw Death on the Highway movie, a colorized black and white film where only the blood was a garnish red. Don, love your show. Don, thank you. And you're absolutely right, Don. Thanks for sharing that with us, listening in California, because we did have to watch those movies, didn't we? Yes, in Driver's Ed. What day was it that we watched those movies, though?
Days of the week, days of the week, days of the week. There's Sunday and there's Monday, there's Tuesday and there's Wednesday, there's Thursday and there's Friday, and then there's Saturday. There's Sunday and there's Monday, there's Tuesday and there's Wednesday, there's Thursday and there's Friday, and then there's Saturday. Days of the week.
Oh, there's a lot of days of the week. What day did you have driver's ed? Oh, yeah. Share with us right here in Auto World. Of course, each and every day here in Auto World is your world. And with that said, you can always email me, folks. We have some great affiliates listening. You're listening to us on a delayed station. Don't be bashful. You can call. But if you do not get an answer at our phone number, you can always email me all days of the week. And I will get in touch with you and answer your car questions. Should I buy it? Should I not buy it? How much should I sell it for? How much should I buy it for? What? I don't understand this repair bill. I will actually, at no charge, folks, there's no cost, I will actually consult with your automotive repair shop and or even your body shop. We can take that hammer to them. Okay, it's time now. We got an automotive repair question we got to get to here. Let me get into that bag. Say what we do with the emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. All one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Send it to me any day of the week. Doesn't matter the hour either. Get this thing. Oh, there's one. Now the crew they print them out. When you email them to me, they print them out and they put them in the bag, and I have no idea. It's fresh to me, and that's what makes it. I do not rehearse, and I do not want to rehearse. It's the best way to try to figure out and find out and how to fix you and get your car fixed, too. Here's a great one, and I can read it. If you do not want me to read your email on air, just put on there no, and or you can, along with our phone calls, you can change your name if you'd like. If you would like to be Jay Leno, you can be Jay Leno. I wouldn't do that, but no. Anyway, change your name to Jay or whatever you'd like to change it to. And here's a great email. It says, Mark, we are looking at putting on a new paint job on our 32 Ford Roadster. Oh, yeah, 32 Ford Roadster. Who do you recommend, we are willing to ship our car anywhere that does a good, honest job. Thank you for your on-air knowledge. Bill, listening in Oklahoma. Well, Bill, thank you. Thank you for that compliment. That's my paycheck, and I do appreciate that. That's a big paycheck. Got goosebumps on my arms, Bill. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's no lie. I do. That makes me feel really good. From Oklahoma, let's do a shout-out. A shout-out to our great station and our affiliate there in Oklahoma. KZLS AM 1640 in Oklahoma City, Edmond, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Good to have all of you along and all of you in between those cities and in the cities. Thank you for joining us right here on Auto World each and every week. And Bill, can I have your car? I'll figure out how to get that thing painted. I want it. The 32 Ford Roadster, those are so rare. So rare. Beautiful looking hot rod. Bill, I don't know what color you have. Share that with us. Email me back. And definitely, before I give you some recommendations on this, And anyone else that's listening that needs some recommendations on paint jobs, absolutely, I can help you. But it's a scary thing, Bill, isn't it? Because it's a very fine automobile, and it's one-of-a-kind type of car, and you probably have it hot-rotted. I don't know. Let me know. But before we get started here with helping you with Paint Pro, send me your email again. With my email, send me your email your address where I can send you out some goodies to keep this 32 Ford Roadster looking good, inside and outside. We got a Lincoln, little Lincoln here with the trunk open with a lot of detail gifts I like to give out. So, as I'm talking, I'm thinking, Bill, of course, about there's a lot of, you're in Oklahoma, and I do know of a great, I'm trying to think of his shop name. I do know his personal name, which, to protect the innocent, I can't shout out his real name here on air. But I will definitely get into my little old Rolodex and my address book. Of course, it's, electronically on my computer today. It used to be paper. I transferred all over there, Bill. But I'll get in there and get his shop name there in Oklahoma, because he does do some awesome, as you stated, good, honest work. Period. He knows what he's doing, Bill. He's been doing it forever. And I got to make sure. What I'll do, Bill, I'll make a call into him here after the show. And I'll call him and tell him that we've got one of my great listeners and friends, part of our Auto World family, that's got a 32 Ford Roadster. And I know for a fact, Bill, just saying that to him, he's going to be jumping up and down and doing jumping jacks and screaming and hollering about, just cheerful and joyful about it, because you don't get to have an opportunity to paint one of those automobiles by any means. But with that too, I'll do a pre-call, make sure that he's not too busy. I'm going to consult with him about that, because we do not want your car, and this is a key for everyone, using Bill as an example in his 32 Ford Roadster, you really don't want to drop. I don't care what kind of car it is, okay? If it's a 32 or it's just an old, Ford, okay, Chevy, whatever brand, doesn't matter. See, Dodge, 56, 72, 76, even if it's a Ford Pinto, they're worth a lot of money. Anyway, a Ford Pinto, whatever. You don't want your car sitting in the body shop forever, just sitting there. No, you want it in and you want it out. So that's part of it, Bill. I want to make sure that he has time right now. He might have a stack of those lined up, not Roadsters. He might. I don't know. But I'll call and find out, and we'll get you in and get you out of there, and I'll find his name, and I'll email you back, Bill, and get you all fixed, and then I'm going to share that name, the company name that he has, with everybody here at Auto World. Okay, the Twix is gone. I'm going now for a little bit. We might as well mix it up with some popcorn. I'll be right back from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be holding after nearly 2 weeks of fighting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed the agreement on ABC's This Week.
President Biden's focus on relentless, determined, but quiet diplomacy is what got us to where we needed to be, which is to get the violence ended as quickly as possible, to stop more human suffering, and to at least put ourselves in a position to make a turn, to make a pivot, to building something more positive.
Last week's ceasefire came after nearly 2 weeks of fighting between Israel and Hamas that left more than 250 dead and hundreds more injured. Mass shootings in New Jersey, Ohio, and Minnesota left more than 30 people wounded and 5 dead between Saturday night and Sunday morning. The shootings happening at a house party and also a private event promoted on social media. This is USA Radio News.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-987-0577. 800-987-0577. 800-987-0577. 800-987-0577.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You won't screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cup of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried. His hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, "Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to fix it up with a stick and a spoon." Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor and stayed right there on the floor. Then it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. The sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel in 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off slicker and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and round and round and down, we run out of ground at the edge of town, bashed into the side of the feed store, downtown Pagosa Springs.
Well, it's good to have you here. Good to have you along with Auto World and being safe out there. You're trucking down the road and being safe. That's what it's all about. Fasten your seatbelts and make sure that the engine light is off. Hey, welcome back to Auto World, folks. Good to have you along each and every week. I'm your host, Mark Evans, right here in the Greasy Garage Studio Live. in Boise, Idaho. It's a pleasure to be here. Very honored to have you join me each and every week. Sit back, relax, let me do the driving. You're alongside here with me. I'm sitting in a Dodge Viper chair. What are you sitting in? Sitting on the living room couch? Okay, that's fine. That's what it's all about. Absolutely. Well, I want to ask you a question here, and we're going to let you ponder it for a little bit. The combustion engine, is it over? There's your question. Just ponder it for a little bit. In fact, we'll let you ponder it here on the second hour that we are in right now, live from the Greasy Garage Studio, heard on Genesis Communications Network throughout the Earth, the auto world Earth, the marble that we're on. Is the combustion engine over? Why I ask you that and why I throw you that question, you're probably saying and scratching your head, what? Combustion engine? Yes, you do drive one. And in fact, I think a lot of you have combustion engines inside that pickup or that car, of course. And or you're also next to that car or truck. You might even have an EV car. So, I ask you this question because the combustion engine, has it really changed over the last 10 years? 5 years? Let's go back a little bit. It has changed. Or has it? Yeah, 10 years. See, yeah, the horsepower keeps going up. The torque keeps going up. But they keep burning the same fuel, don't they? Here on the third hour, a little tease. We're going to talk a little bit about the Toyota Celica that they're bringing in under the word hydrogen. So, with the combustion engine, is it over with? Have they gone as far as they could possibly get on it, horsepower, torque-wise? I mean, you can only put so many valves, can't you, in a cylinder head, pushing up and down towards the piston, the top of the piston? Or is it on the side of the piston? Can they put valves all the way around the piston in that cylinder head? Oh, you know that word, hemi. Oh, yeah. Well, think about that. Let me know what you think if the combustion engine is over, done with. And that also raises the simple question of, well, now, wait a minute. If Ford, Dodge, Chevy, Toyota, Nissan, okay, I'll stop there. There's so many different makes and models of cars out there, but let's talk about the manufacturers. There's a lot of them, and yes, they've been out there for many, many years under the hood with the nameplate. Of course, it's been long gone. A lot of them don't even have a nameplate. You don't even know what model they are. But they are going down the road in front of you and behind you, and maybe sideswiping you, and then you're in the body shop. But what I'm saying is that if the EV word is out there, electric vehicles are out there, they have a whole other new platform to actually give to each and every one of us. It's starting new and fresh all over again. That means now that we are accepting these EVs, when I say accept, are you buying and owning them? You might be. And if you are buying them and owning them and having them in your driveway, you've accepted them. And now the car manufacturers are saying, now we can start, not only the car manufacturers can start building different ones, different sizes, different makes, different, and in a whole bunch of different ways, but they're saying we can actually start maybe giving them more torque, more horsepower, maybe more battery life, maybe more miles, maybe more. So now, you think about, you go back in the early 1900s, and there's a name we all know, Henry Ford. Here's another name. Did you know about Lewis Chevrolet? I don't think you've ever heard of that name, have you? Lewis Chevrolet? You have? Okay, you have. So it stemmed from maybe a couple people, and off we go, and sure, I don't think any of us are driving a Model T to work, are we? So see how that all happens? Can you imagine what these EVs are going to be looking like, driving like? One thing that I might not be able to ask you in 100 years when I'm still here behind the microphone. Do you have any oddball smells? Leaks? Uh-oh. See? So that's why I'm asking you. Is the combustion engine over? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, as you know, I do take the Facebook messages. Messenger, message me there on Facebook. My address is Mark Evans there. Just look for me sitting behind the mic. I do welcome you to friend me. I've got a few slots left there on the bowling alley with a couple more friends spots, so let's get that filled. Absolutely. Takes two heads are better than one. So friend me and we'll friend back and we can have some fun. I've learned a lot from each and every one of you on the Facebook. You've privately messaged me and I do appreciate that. I like to save you money. This is almost like an automotive financial show because a lot of you have talked to me about the money savings that I've saved you knowing how to talk the mechanic Largan jargon. That's what it's all about. And I want to teach you how to understand what's happening under the hood. In the combustion engine question is there's been a lot of different things that's happened, and that means that it stopped a lot of us from working on our own cars ourselves because we are not driving the Model T, which came with basically a spool of wire, pliers, and I think you actually got a hammer too, didn't you? So I'm not that old. I do have a 1916, which came with a little tool kit, and that's what was in there, some wires and pliers and a screwdriver. And a little beady hammer, which today I think that hammer is probably worth more than a lot of these automobiles that are on the road today. I mean, it's crazy how things have changed. Really has. So when you do go over to my Facebook page, it's time now to look at that photo that I put up there. And the Wienermobile and the Popemobile is over there on Auto World Radio, the Facebook page. I welcome you over there to have some fun. But my Mark Evans Facebook page, paddling a canoe upstream? Well, the company Canoe, folks, K-A-N-O-O, is, they're an EV. Yes, they have that cab nose, front nose type of vehicle. We're going to come back from the short break, and we're going to talk a little bit about the SEC. They do have some deposits, so it is a little positive, but I don't know how positive it's going to be until we get there. We'll be right back, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. Thanks for being here. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban, or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Oh, going downstream in a canoe. Fun thing to do if you get your best friend in there and he's or she is paddling one way and you're paddling the other way. It's pretty much a balanced game, but as soon as both of you are paddling on one side, whoops, we both got wet. Well, with that said, we're right here in Auto World's Greasy Garage studio. There's no water. I feel so dry. I feel so good. Welcome aboard into the Greasy Garage Studio. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Talking about canoes, well, we're going to talk about this little company, EV, electric vehicle company called Canoe. It's a front cab mounted vehicle. They've got a very unique platform underneath it. In fact, I think they actually do have, I know they are putting different styles of body on the top of the platform. It's a good idea, I think. You can get a van, you can get a work truck, you can get a car out of it, same platform and all. And so they have actually done real well on deposits, folks. The deposits are just coming in. People are wanting the canoe. And this is not the boat. This is actually the truck, the car platform, of course. And but the SEC, United States Securities and Exchange Commission, has stepped into this canoe. And even though they've had a lot of deposits, a lot, they've taken a lot of deposits in. The number's so big, it just completely blew my mind and blew right off the computer monitor that's in front of me. That's how many numbers they've got here. But the canoe conducted a reverse merger, and that caused what's going on? The SEC stepped in, and according to Canoe, basically learning from the SEC, because they really don't want to do anything wrong. They want to keep it all positive. This happened. This investigation started April 29th of 2021, not too long ago. And they're calling it a fact-finding inquiry. Fact-finding inquiry is what it's all about. The reservations for three of their EVs are scheduled to come out in the next couple of years, so they're knocking at the door, bringing you another type of EV, electric vehicle. They've done real well. The company has basically, they've merged, of course, an equation company with Hennessy Capital Equation Corp. to go public. And, of course, when you do that, you're going to have the SEC knocking at your garage door anyway to step into the garage and find out what's... Telecatch going off. What's going on? Oh, we got some brand new news coming in. Oh, yeah, I got some brand new news. A teletype still working. There it is. Got it off of there. Oh, it's a little bit of Mecham Auctions news. Oh, yeah, Mecham Auctions been in Indy this last week. Over $100 million in sales at Indy. Coming in on the teletype, Mecham Auctions. They've done real well with cars. They've kind of wondering, is it, as you know, a good time to sell real estate? Well, it's a really good time to sell houses, too. Cars, too. Everything. We all seem to be buying anything and everything. Mecham's done real well. Here's one to share with you that they did sell. You might have one of these automobiles. A 1965 Shelby GT350 Fastback. It sold for $485,000.
pretty good price to have, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think so. But here's something that's kind of unique. I know the man that did this, and I wanted to share this with you, and I'm glad it did come in on the teletype this week. Big Ole sells for $1.7 million. Big Ole. Well, what is Big Ole? What is Big Ole? You're thinking of the Ole, O-L-Y, beer can, aren't you? Well, it's got the same color. It's golden. Got the gold-brown tint to it with the white. What it is a 1969 Ford Bronco. Oh, yeah, the Bronco's back. Well, the 1969 Ford Bronco called Big Ole. Who named it that? Parnelli Jones. And this was also driven by Parnelli Jones. He did win in Big Ole. Now, remember, this is a 1969 Ford Bronco. He won. Parnelli Jones won in 1971 the Baja 1000. He won in 1972 the Baja 1000. In 1973, he won the Baja 500. And in 1973, the Mint 400. It's an off-road vehicle, of course, but it Meekum did real well. Let's give him a hand. $1.7 million. Man, that's some good cash for a Ford Bronco, isn't it? Do you have a Ford Bronco? And are you thinking about bringing it back? Literally. Now's a good time to restore it. Make it look good. Since Ford bringing the Ford Bronco back, they are in now. Four doors. I've seen them on the road here in Boise where I live and some other places I've traveled to. And they're on the road. They're going. So that would be maybe a collector's item later. Kind of like this one for $1.7 million. Okay, I asked and you delivered. I asked you to send me your driver's edge stories here on Auto World. You did. Tell me your story about your driver's education class. And here's one I want to share with you that came in this week through the email at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I welcome your phone calls, of course. You're the star of the show at 855-660-4261. Here's one for us. This is from Peg. Peg says, I don't remember any feature films, but we practiced driving in devices called stimulators while watching a film that was supposed to make you feel as if you were in traffic. Kind of like flight simulators, being 15, going on 16 years old, we of course called them stimulators. Peg, appreciate that. That's quite an interesting driver's ed story. You sat down at the computer. That's cool. That's pretty awesome. And she says she's listening to me in Ely, Nevada. Well, good to have you along, Ely, Nevada, and that great affiliate station. Let's do a shout-out. A shout-out to one of our great affiliates, K-E-L-Y, AM 1230, Ely and McGill, Nevada. Good to have you along. Haven't heard from you folks for a while. And Peg, thanks for sharing your stimulator story. Well, I wanted to get with you, all of you, also, about, well, IIHS. We've got a few minutes left here before the garage door starts coming down. And what does that stand for? First and foremost, do you have a teenager? Getting ready to be a teenager, maybe? And then when I say teenager, that's all about driving. Yes, you're going to have to let your child drive sooner or later. Sorry about that, but it's going to happen. And with that, well, here's some news for you. Good news. That's what we like here at Auto World's good news. Vehicle recommendations for teen drivers. The best of the best. Who'd this come from? IIHS. That stands for the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, IIHS. They announced an annual list of affordable and safe, reliable vehicles for teens for the class of 2021. The following Nissan new and pre-owned models were made for this year's honor roll. Now, when they say honor roll, I guess Nissan's saying, okay, you got to make the honor roll, kids, teenagers, in order to get these, get mom and dad to buy you this car. Okay, all right. But these are the best affordable and safe, reliable vehicles, according to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Brand new ones for the teens. I know, mom, dad, you got the money, let's spend it. The 2021 Nissan Altima sedan. The 2021 Murana crossover. That's right. 2021 vehicles that come with vehicle-to-vehicle automatic emergency braking as standard equipment, folks. That's included. That's why they're recommending recommendations are those two, because they stop automatically. More than likely, they're going to stop. That teen's not going to have a little fender bender, because it's going to automatically stop for you, those two models. It's the 2021 Ultima and the 2021 Murana. They're the top safety pick by the IIHS, Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Okay, so you can't afford the brand new ones. How about the Rogue crossover, 2014 to 2016? 2014 to 2016 Rogue. And the Murana crossover, 2015 to the 2020. There's some used ones for you. They're the best choice for your teen. I want to thank, of course, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety for sending me this information. Absolutely, because it's what it matters, is the teens are our world. They are going to grow up, and they're going to take over this microphone one day. Dang it. I won't be able to live all the way to 100. They need to know what is the best, and so do you. I think that a car that stops for you automatically, I think your insurance rates will probably go down too, Mom and Dad. You might want to buy one of those for you and let the driving start. And that's what it's all about. Looks like the time is running out. This second hour, coming up on the third hour, folks, we're going to have some fun. We're going to see if we can't find that BMW owner that actually is getting sued by some neighbors for basically a noisy exhaust. What? And then we're going to get to that magic number that we did not get yet to the first and second hour of Auto World. We're going to get to the magic number, and that magic number is 105. You're going to learn about that. And Toyota Celica hydrogen? Drive safe, everybody, and motor on.
People are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.